you join me. A tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 217. I'm Neil. I'm the host of this program. I'm like the Jay Leno of Into Your Head. When Jay Leno comes on and says, hello, this is the Jay Leno show, except of course he doesn't. He has an announcer. An announcer comes on and says, hello, they're playing some music. That's the band leader. Jay Leno is the presenter of this show. And coming up, we're going to have the following guests. Now he Here's Jay Leno. Then there's a load of applause and a standing ovation sometimes, and then Jay Leno comes on and he goes round and shakes people's hands, rather selectively if you ask me. He only shakes the hands of people who've had the forethought to sit at the front of the audience, although usually at this point they're standing because they're licking his arse. I watched the beginning of the first Jay Leno show, the new show that started the other day, and there was all people standing up, giving them a standing ovation and saying, Jay, I want to lick your arse. Come here to me and I'll lick your arse right now. I'll lick it. I know this is a prime time show now, and there's young people watching. We're on at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Mid-American Time. What's that in there? I presume it's on. I presume they don't put it on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the West Coast. They probably record it. They'll say, it's a bit early to be showing this on the Pacific Coast yet, so we'll record it and we'll push it on later, or else we'll get them to remake the show later with the same guests, although he probably wouldn't do that. A lot of these assholes who come along as guests on these chat shows wouldn't agree to that. They'd say, I'm not going to appear on your show at 9 o'clock Eastern Time and then do it all over again 3 hours later, because I'm not going to remember all the answers to your questions, especially if the answers lead on to another question. You'd have to write a script for that, and then it would lose all its off-the-cuffness. It wouldn't be a proper show at all. It might as well be, if you're going to do that, you might as well have a scripted sitcom, and if you're going to do that, you're going to record it anyway. You're not going to perform the sitcom twice, one for each end of the country, and then do it again the next day, because we get all those shows the next day. They come along and say, hello, here's the Daily Show from yesterday. You weren't here yesterday because it was like 2 in the morning, so we didn't want to show this at 2 in the morning because no one would be watching. There's few enough people watching as it is, so we decided to save it for the day and show it in prime time. So here's the Daily Show on the Moore 4 channel shows the Daily Show. They used to show Moore 4 News followed by the Daily Show, but now they just show the Daily Show. I think it's still preceded by something else, but I don't know what the something else is. It's not news though. They decided to cut the budget for news, but they still show news on the sister channel, Channel 4 Plus 1 at that time. They show, it's a repeat of Channel 4 News, but it's showing an hour later, I should say, on the Plus 1 channel. I don't know if you foreigners have Plus 1 channels. These channels where they have, you have a channel called The Channel, and then you have another channel called The Channel Plus 1, and it shows everything an hour later, and then you have another channel called The Channel Minus 1 that shows everything an hour earlier, but of course when you do that, they rename The Channel Minus 1 to The Channel. They call The Channel The Channel Plus 1, and then they call The Channel Plus 1 The Channel Plus 2, just so it makes a bit more logical sense, because you don't want to confuse people. People can't even get the hang of which variation of the TV station they're watching. They're not won't be able to figure out how to watch a show. It's bad enough with all these machines that record everything and they fast forward through the adverts. They're going to have to start putting programs on in the middle of the adverts. They're going to have to say, hello, I'm going to show you this cool washing powder now, but before I do that, here's a sketch and here's tonight's special guest. Join me in a minute when I'll be showing you our new variation, our lemon flavoured washing powder. It's for washing, basically for washing plates that you only use to serve lemons on, because it doesn't work very well. It leaves a lemon German flavouring on it. So if you don't want to use a dish like that again, you can only really use it for serving lemons, because otherwise people are going to go, thank you for my cornflakes, but why does the dish smell of lemon? You can't just say, it's because I have this washing up liquid that I used, but it doesn't rinse off at all, ever. It permanently smells of lemon. No, you can't do that. And you can't really serve lemons for breakfast, so your plates aren't going, don't use it on breakfast dishes. Use it on a meal that is appropriate to serve lemons during. Maybe as a starter salad that you use lemon in, or maybe pancakes. But here in Europe, we only have pancakes once a year on Pancake Tuesday in March. We don't have any pancakes ever again for the rest of the year. We've got a bottle of Jif lemon juice in the press there that we buy. We buy one every year, and then it sits in the press unused for 8 years, and then we find it again 8 years later and it's out of date. Absolute fucking waste if you ask me. And it comes in, they sell lemon juice in a lemon shaped bottle, a little plastic bottle shaped like a lemon. They squeeze it out of the lemon and then they put it in the lemon shaped bottle. The bottle isn't made out of a lemon. It's a fake lemon. Someone decided this lemon comes not lemon juice comes naturally in a lemon, but if we want to put added value, we need a reason to charge more for it. So we'll have to say we put it in this high quality plastic lemon that lasts longer. It lasts longer than the real lemon. I suppose we could make the real lemon last longer by adding preservatives, but people don't approve of preservatives anymore. So you can't put preservatives in the real lemon, so instead you make a plastic lemon and put the juice into that, and then you throw away the real lemon and it rots immediately because you haven't put any preservatives into it. So you can say it's biodegradable lemon, just that the container isn't biodegradable. Plastic doesn't biodegrade. If anything, it improves over time rather than degrades. Plastic gets better over time. If you put plastic in a landfill and come back and look at it 100 years later, it'll have turned into gold. And apparently that's a bad thing. Apparently this is why the economy is all fucked up. We're all complaining about these non-biodegradable plastics that turn into gold over time instead of disappearing and turning into muck, which apparently is an environmentally friendly thing to do. But no, we just go and bury it and say, no, feck that. I want everything that we own to disintegrate and turn into mud and muck and dust over time. I want it to sink into the ground and disappear. If it turns into anything, or if it doesn't degrade, if it lasts any length of time, that's a bad thing, apparently. And in the old days, they used to make things and they'd last forever and it was considered good. But no, things lasting forever now is a bad thing. If something lasts forever, apparently it's going to cause the weather to change. I don't know. If you have an umbrella that lasts forever, does that make you the weather change? Does it cause the rain to bounce too much and go and... I don't know. Does it cause some sort of bouncing effect? It probably does. There's probably some scientist working on it as we speak. There's probably a Michael Moore movie coming out next year about it and say, hello, did you know that the government is making people use umbrellas? They've got the umbrellas of I don't know, they have advertisements for medical companies on them, and the medical companies are making money out of these umbrellas, and then they're cashing in on the fact that people are catching flu less often because they're using good umbrellas, and it saves them money, which is absolutely fucking disgusting. It's extremely cynical of the medical companies to not want people to get ill. But there you go, that's Michael Moore for you. Well, not for you. He's just there. You don't have to have him if you don't want to. If you're male, you probably don't want him. Although, that's nothing wrong with that. It's just that he'd have to want you to, or else it's rape. And you can't be going around raping or having non-consensual sexual intercourse with well-respected political documentary makers. Because if you do that sort of thing, you'll get a reputation. And you'll give homosexuals a bad reputation if you do that. So have a bit of consideration for what people want, and make sure it's all above board and consensual. Anyway, good morning.